Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lee Adcock, and she's the Executive Director for Women, Food, and Agriculture Network. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And I'm always excited about visiting with you and finding out more about Women, Food, and Agriculture Network. And it says women in the title. I know you're not prejudiced against men, but there's some special needs that we're going to talk about. And the first thing I want you to mention is that you have a meeting coming up, especially for women landowners.
We do. We have a wonderful meeting opportunity for women who own or manage farmland anywhere in western Iowa. We're actually holding it at Hitchcock Nature Center near Honey Creek this coming Saturday, which is the 20th. The meeting starts with registration at 8:30. It ends at 2. And this one's going to focus, you know, we've been having these conservation meetings for women landowners all around the state and really all around the Midwest for several years. And they have different topic areas that they focus on. And this one is really exciting because it's focusing on wetlands. So anyone who is interested in finding out whether their property might support a wetland, perhaps they think they might have an area that could become a wetland, maybe they already have one and they want to know how to maintain it, this is the meeting for them. It's free. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have lots of female conservation experts there to help you find out more about wetlands.
And in your experience, Lee, why is it important to sort of designate this is for women's landowners?
Well, we have found in over a decade of working with women landowners all around the state and the Midwest that they tend to prefer women-only meetings. They're much more likely to open up, share their stories with one another. We don't do sort of a talking head, person at the front of the room presentation in these meetings. We really rely on the women themselves to guide the meeting. And women do prefer to learn in that format, we've learned. So this is a peer-to-peer format that they've consistently said they prefer. And we found that the presence of even one awesome guy in the room tends to change the dynamic, and especially the older ladies may be a little less likely to open up. So these meeting formats work really well for us, just for the women. And they have been an overlooked audience for years in conservation outreach, probably is the main reason, because typically the outreach materials are geared to the tenant.
That's right. And for some of these women, it's sort of been thrust upon them to be a landowner. They own land with their husbands or maybe somebody else in the family, and now they're responsible. So they didn't grow up with this idea that they were going to be in charge, and now they are. Now,
exactly. Most of the women are inheritors, typically inheriting from, as you say, from a husband or perhaps their father or another relative. And so they're owners who have a lot of say in how their land is managed, but they haven't had that management experience in the past.
So this has been very special for many women. Well, the other thing, talking about special needs and special programs, you have a really exciting grant that you've received related to women, not only landowners, but farmers.
We did. We were very fortunate this year to receive our first ever Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Grant. Now, that's one of the grants that the USDA provides just to support beginning farmers. We're the only Iowa recipient this year, and we're really proud of that. About 40 projects around the country were funded, but we received $400,000 over the next 3 years to support the development of beginning and aspiring women farmers in Iowa and Nebraska. And that's going to look like this. We're going to be providing mentorship opportunities for them with existing female farmers in both states. And that will include both on- and off-farm learning opportunities. And to me, probably the most exciting part of this program is that we're also going to be training the mentor farmers. You know, we have this wonderful cadre of female farmers in the Midwest who generously give time to teach mentees and apprentices on their farms almost every summer. But they've never had really any training in how to manage their own risk as mentors. They haven't learned a lot except for on their own research about insurance requirements and labor law and ethics law and things like that.
So
we're actually going to have someone teaching them that.
Lee, there had to be some sort of basis for your request for this grant and receiving this grant. What's the interest of women becoming farmers who are not now farmers, or perhaps they have some experience and they just want to know more? What's the basis for this?
Well, you know, the entire food and farming, healthy food and farming movement over the past 20 years has been driven by women, and I know you know that, LaVon. Most of the women Most of the people in our network are supporting beginning farmers, and a lot of those farmers are women. The number of women farmers in the United States grew 30% between 2002 and 2007. We're expecting to see similar growth in the next census next year. So it turns out that most of the new farmers getting into farming are women now in the United States. They're getting into farming as small-scale diversified ag producers. You know, they're raising food, basically. And that's exactly the women that our network was built to serve.
And, you know, we sort of, a lot of us have to change our definition of farming because we grew up with or we're just so used to knowing that farming is 2,000 acres and lots of big machinery. And we sometimes forget about there are smaller farms and some very small farms that really are farming.
They are. Well, and, you know, the USDA definition is anyone selling $1,000 or more worth of farm products in a year. So it's a very broad definition. But, yeah, it turns out that more women than men actually own all of the land they farm. But women do tend to own smaller farms and generate smaller incomes. But they're raising food for their families and their communities.
And where do these women farm wannabes come from? Are they all already in Iowa and surrounding Midwest states? Or
They're not. You know, I get a lot of calls every year and emails from young women all over the country, particularly in the Northeast and on the West Coast, who are interested in farming, and they want to come learn in the Midwest, which is really interesting to me. But, yeah, a lot of them are urban women. Some of them are what we call U-turn farmers. They're people who are starting a new career in their middle 40s or 50s. So I do also get calls from women in that situation.
Very interesting. Now, what can they get from this grant? How do people who might be interested in this get into the program? What do they have to do? You've talked about what it is they're going to learn. What is it they have to do to become a part of this program?
Well, in both, we're going to be looking both for mentors and mentees, as I mentioned. So we're looking for existing women farmers who would be willing to teach, and we're also looking for the aspiring and beginning women who are interested in being in a cohort over these next 3 years. So we're going to start a new cohort every year for 3 years in a row. And what I'd love to have happen is when we're going to probably start taking applications to be a mentee starting in January. So people can pay attention to our website and our newsletter, WFAN.org, sign up for our emails, and you'll get all the information. Same with the mentor farmers. People are also very welcome to contact me at info@WFAN.org.
Okay, let's talk just a little bit about the background and the growth of women, food, and agriculture, and perhaps what your mission is.
You know, it's our 15th anniversary this year.
Yay!
Very exciting. Yay! And we actually were born right around you down there. Denise O'Brien was one of our founding mothers. A lot of people in your area will know Denise. She's a longtime advocate and organic farmer near Atlantic. And she and several of her colleagues went to the fourth, I believe, international world conference it is on women in Beijing, China. And they realized there was no agricultural track. So they started one. And out of that meeting from all around the world, women who were interested in agriculture, they decided they wanted to keep that momentum going, came back to the States and began the network. So we exist to link and empower women to build food systems and communities that are healthy, just, sustainable, and that promote environmental integrity. That's our mission. Mm-hmm. So we're interested not only in production practices and, you know, environmental health, but food justice, food access, and definitely in gender equity in agriculture.
So, Lee, it started kind of small, but then it grew through the Midwest, and now it's across the nation. And
it is nationwide. It's exciting. We started out when I came on board 5 years ago. We had 300 women in the network. We're up over 3,000 now. So it's a huge surge, mainly reflecting the surge in the movement, I think.
Uh-huh. So I'm thinking people who may be listening might know a young woman. Maybe it's a high school person or a college woman who they know or is really interested in agriculture, but they've perhaps chosen a different path because they think there isn't much support out there. You mentioned your website. You want to give that address again?
I'd be happy to, and I would love for people to come and sign up for our email list. You can do that at www.wfan, Women Food Ag Network.org. We also have a sister website just for the conservation work that I wanted to mention. That's where people can go for more information about Saturday's meeting. And that is www.womencaringfortheland.org, and that's all one word in the middle.
Okay, and you have, back to those meetings, you have a number of them going on around the state, but the closest one to us would be at Hitchcock Nature Center, and that's on Saturday?
Saturday the 20th, and people can RSVP by calling, I believe it's the Soil and Water District office here. Let me get
okay,
that
so that could be a local contact.
Yeah, it's a local call. It's Karen Androy, and she's at the Soil and Water District office. And let me just give the phone number real quick. We'd like people to RSVP by 5 o'clock Thursday because we have limited space. It's free, and we'll provide lunch, so we need to know how many folks are coming. Karen's number is 712-644-2210.
All right. Women and those who want to promote women in agriculture, listen up. You've got lots of opportunities. We want to thank you so much, Lee Adcock, for visiting with us. And Lee is Executive Director for the Women, Food, and Agriculture Network.
Thanks, LaVon.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here's a thought. Few people during their lifetime come anywhere near exhausting the resources dwelling within them.